The love of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple.
Welcome to The Simple Truth. You did not tune in by accident. This show is dedicated to all believers in Jesus Christ. Do you feel like there's something missing from your walk with the Lord? Are you tired of being deceived? Then you've come to the right place. Grab your Bible and let us introduce you to the real Jesus. Our mission is to help you unravel the Scriptures and gain a greater understanding of God's Word, showing you how the Old and the New Testaments mesh together so perfectly. All of life's questions are answered in God's Word. So throw out any preconceived notions and any traditions of man, and join us as we search for God's truth. This is what you've been looking for.
Well, greetings, friends. This is Mark, and I have a special guest today. His name is Victor Mordecai, also Avi Lipkin. Some people know him under both names. Victor Mordecai is his pen name. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself. He has started a religious, Judeo-Christian religious party in Israel, and he's a well-known speaker, author, an expert on Middle Eastern problems, dealing with Muslims, the Muslim threat. His wife works for the Israeli government and gives them information on things that the Muslims have in store for the Christian and Jewish nations. So, Avi, why don't you take it from here and tell us what you have to share.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I have been in Israel 38 years. I was born in the United States in 1949. I moved there in 68 when I was 19. I've been in Israel, as I said, 38 years. 30 years I served in the Israeli Army Reserves, 16 as an artillery crewman and 14 as a spokesman. It was during that time also that I served for 2 years as senior editor and translator in the Prime Minister's office. I'm also the co-founder of the Israel Today magazine, which is a very excellent news source. I would say the last 16 years I've been spending most of my life traveling around the United States, Canada, Europe, speaking about the threat of Islam to the Judeo-Christian world, and basically the threat of Islam to Islam, the threat of Islam to all human beings on the face of the earth. And I have a very religious teaching, and it's a teaching that Jews and Christians can and should subscribe to.
Now, Avi, I just met you recently. In fact, we spent a weekend together recently. You are not a Christian. You were raised in a Jewish home. You are Jewish in both belief and by birth, but you have a unique perspective of Christians that not a lot of people from your background would hold that same allegiance or beliefs as far as Christianity goes.
Very correct. I was born to parents who were from Argentina. They moved to America in 47. And my grandparents moved to Argentina from Russia and Poland 100 years ago, more or less. My parents grew up in Roman Catholic Argentina. My mother went to a Catholic convent for a number of years in spite of the fact that she was Jewish. That was the only school that was around. And my father used to go to church with his friends when he was 5, 6 years old because that was the only entertainment he had on Sunday mornings. My grandparents worked very hard as tailors, 7 days a week. And so my father was not a Christian, but he went to church. Why? Well, his friends went to church. There were no other Jews in the neighborhood. And so my father even memorized the Lord's Prayer in Spanish. So I have parents who never, ever hated the Christians. They always loved the Christians. When they came to America, they said, our children have to have a Jewish education. They sent me to Hebrew school. That's where I got the hate of the Christians. Anyway, so, you know, I hated the Germans for the Holocaust. I hated the Russians, Ukrainians, and Polish, you know, the Slavic nations, for the various persecutions and massacres that were carried out against us there. I hated the Catholics, you know, for the Inquisition, the Crusades, the expulsions, the persecutions, burning at the stake, 2,000 years of bad relations with the Vatican. And as for the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, you know, of America and England and Europe, who blessed the Jews, never killed the Jews, I hated them too, because rest assured that they would come, the Protestants would turn on us as well. That's what we were taught in Hebrew school. I moved to Israel. That was one of the reasons I moved to Israel, by the way, that they hated us. That's what I felt. When I met my wife in Israel, my wife is Jewish, like I'm Jewish, but she was born and raised in Cairo, Egypt. And, you know, she said to me, why did you leave America? I said, because the Gentiles hate us. You know, here in America, either you're a Jew or a Gentile. So my wife said to me, the Gentiles? Are you crazy? The Christians? You call them Gentiles? Christians are not Gentiles. They cannot be. Gentiles are the Muslims. They're the pagans. If you're a Christian, you have the same God as the Jews. You have the same Bible as the Jews. Messiah is a Jew from Israel who speaks Hebrew. So how in the world can you say that the Christians are Gentiles? It's the Muslims who are the pagans. They have another God, Allah. They have another book, the Quran, which destroys the Bible. And for them, the Mahdi is coming back a second time to kill all the Jews and Christians. So they're the pagans, and they're the enemy, and the Jews and the Christians are called the people of the book. We are not the peoples. The Jews and the Christians are the people of the book. So this is the approach that Islam has towards the Jews and the Christians. They call us Ahl al-Kitab in Arabic. And by the way, no Muslim will deny what I'm saying. Jews and Christians are one people. The only difference between us is that the Jews keep the Sabbath on Saturday and the Christians keep the Sabbath on Sunday. Therefore, the Muslims say, kill the Jews on Saturday, kill the Christians on Sunday. And so this is a shocking piece of information for me, which is very, very hard for me to digest, because in the Hebrew schools in America and in Jewish culture everywhere in the world, we look at 1492 of Islamic Spain as the peak of Western civilization at the time. And we look at Ferdinand and Isabella, the Catholic monarchs of Spain, as barbarians who expelled us and burned us at the stake and everything. So Jews have a very, very strong love for the Muslims because of Spanish history. And we seem to be trapped in this bubble of 1492. And yet, on the other hand, Jews know virtually nothing about the Protestant Reformation and the changes that took place in the Protestant world after the 1500s, especially with the printing of the Bible. Once the Bible was printed and became readily available, Christians could get it and read it, and it wasn't like, you know, before the printing of the Bible, when they were basically handwritten, expensive manuscripts. So the Protestant Christians love the Jews, because if you're a Bible Christian, you have to love the Jews, if you're a true Christian. The point is that it took me, I would say, 20 years before I began to experience relationships with Protestants in America, Bible-believing Christians, especially in Texas. And I started going to churches in 1990 to speak as an Israeli army spokesman. And little by little, I realized that the message was much greater than that of the military spokesman. It was a religious message. And being a Jew who believed in God and kept the commandments, and I realized when I read the New Testament that Jesus was basically confirming the Old Testament when he said, love the Lord thy God, love thy fellow as thyself, that these are the two main commandments out of 613, and there are no commandments greater than those two. And yet those two commandments are not in the Quran. And so what I do in the churches is I explain how the five deceptions operate. You know, the first deception of Islam is that Islam is a religion of love. And I always say, Muslims are good people. Muslims are loving people. But it's not from their religion. It's because they are human beings created in the image of God. But the Islamic book, the Quran, does not say anywhere, love the Lord thy God, love thy fellow as thyself.
Well, in the Muslim religion, by the press, is portrayed to us as some type of a peaceful, loving religion.
That's the next deception, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to get out of...
Yeah, right. No, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, we just met a few days ago, so it's good that we have this show. So first deception, indeed, is that Islam is a religion of love. It is not taught anywhere in Islam, not in the Quran, not in the Hadith, which is another form of Islamic teaching. But Muslims are loving people, sure. You know why? Because they're men and women. They're made out of flesh and blood in the image of God. So if our God is a loving God, so they are loving people, but not from their religion. So that's deception number one. Deception number two, they say their religion is a religion of peace. But the fact is, the Muslims themselves, and you can ask any Muslim, call their religion the religion of the sword. In Arabic, Deen Asaif. Deen Asaif means religion of the sword. No Muslim will deny what I'm saying. And what they say is, sure, Islam is a religion of peace when all the infidels are converted to Islam or killed. So basically, they got to kill the Jew, kill the Christian, kill the Hindu, kill the Buddhist, kill the black. And then when they finish killing all of them, and you have 1 billion Muslims who reign supreme in the world, then they go ahead and kill each other. Sunnis and Shiites kill each other.
Their theology is not very much different from, say, the Catholics during the Inquisition. It was either convert or die.
Well, in that sense, that's absolutely true, but Islam is even worse than Catholicism because Islam, you have Sunnis and Shiites massacring each other for 1,400 years. And I don't see any chance of a reconciliation between them. And in fact, as we speak today, I know the show will be aired in a few days after we've taped it, but it doesn't change the fact on the ground that Iran has been sending in thousands of their Pasdaran Revolutionary Guards and their military men, their soldiers, into Iraq with one purpose, and that is to join the Shiite militias to massacre the Sunnis. And so what they're trying to do is foment a civil war in Iraq, which will pit the Sunni against the Shiite, again, Muslims killing Muslims, and lead to the collapse of the Maliki National Unity Government. And if that happens, then democracy, the democratic experiment of the United States and Iraq has failed, and America will basically have to extricate itself from a terrible civil war in which Muslims are killing Muslims and anybody who comes in their path. Anyway, so that's the second deception of Islam, that Islam is a religion of peace. Islam is a religion of complete self-destruction after it destroys everyone else.
You mean, so they really want to, first they want to kill the Jews, then the Christians, and then anybody that's not a Muslim, and then when they were done with that, they're literally going to kill each other.
Right. That's what we see happening. And that leads me to the third deception, indeed, which is that Allah is not God. They say Allah is God. Allah is Satan. Because, you know, we have a God, we have a merciful God, we have a loving God. The God of the Jews and the Christians, by the way, is the same God, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our God loves the Jews. The Jews are the apple of God's eye. That's what it says in Zechariah 2, verse 8. Our God loves the Christians. The Christians are grafted into the Jews, who are the apple of God's eye, which is Romans 9 to 11. God loves the Hindus and Buddhists, because even though they're sinners, because they're pagans, what does God say? Love the sinner, hate the sin. Correct?
Correct, absolutely.
And now the Muslims are also sinners because they're Muslims. Love the sinner, hate the sin. Our God loves the Muslims too. Our God loves every human being because they're in his image. Now Allah hates the Jews, wants them all dead, hates the Christians, wants them all dead, hates the Hindus and the Buddhists and the blacks, wants them all dead. And Allah, I believe, wants the Muslims all dead also because they're in the image of God. That's why the Sunnis and the Shiites are commanded to completely destroy each other. So basically, Islam, the victory of Islam means the burning of the planet Earth to a crisp, because their God is Satan. This is a war between God and Satan. This is not a war of terrorism. This is a war between God and Satan. It is a question of which civilization will win, or, more correctly, will civilization be destroyed by anti-civilization. Islam is anti-civilization. Their God is Satan. Their system is the system of the sword. The system does not preach love, but hatred. And then the fourth deception of Islam is...
Before we get into the fourth, we've got about 45 seconds left, and I want to give you some time if people want to go to your website or call and order materials. You have so much things available, and we'll have to take more time to talk about some of the things you have available. But quickly for today, if somebody wants to look at your website or order some of your materials, how do they do that?
Yes, well, indeed, people without computers can order over an 800 number, and the 800 number is 1-800-540-0828. I'll repeat that, 540-0828. And the website is half of Victor and half of Mordecai, VICMORD.com.
Okay, so go ahead and check this out. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station. In the meantime, here's how you contact us. The Seventh-day Church of God, the sponsor of the Simple Truth Show, meets every Sabbath. That's Saturday at 2:30 in the afternoon. We are not like any church service you have ever attended. Is something missing in your relationship with God? Has God put a burning desire in your heart to draw near to Him? Do you need help in learning how to do that? We have the truth, and we are willing to share it with you. We are located at 6714 G Central Avenue Pike, Knoxville, Tennessee. That's 6714 G Central Avenue Pike, Knoxville, Tennessee. That's on the corner of Callahan Road and Central Avenue Pike in the center of the building. That's I-75 exit number 110. That's one exit north of Merchants Drive. You can write us at P.O. Box 70635, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37938, or visit us on the web at www.7thdaychurchofgod.com. That's www.7thdaychurchofgod.com.